released by God to share his innermost revelations. Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, ladies, gentlemen, babies, children of all ages, babies of all ages, ladies of all ages, and gentlemen of all ages. Welcome to another episode of the We Identify podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Drury, and what a week it's been. I just want to recap the week a little bit before we get into the content. I was going to say nothing special, but the Word of God is always special, regardless of what it is that we're speaking about. But I'm going to give you a heads up as to what we're speaking about today. It's about Lot and Abraham. Nevertheless, let me get into the week. So, praise God, my dad last week reaccepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He rededicated his life to Christ. And that is something that I've been praying for earnestly since my mother passed away, because my father was really, he had a fight with God. He and God went some rounds. You know, they went to the 12th round in boxing. In the end, God won. So I'm grateful for that, because I know that now, regardless of what happens, the miracle of salvation has come to my father. And that should he pass away untimely, he will be reunited with my mother in heaven. And not just that, but he will, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I'm just grateful for his salvation. I'm grateful that it was right on his lips. I'll explain what happened. My pastor came over and prayed for my dad. They were talking a little bit. And it's like my dad was ready to accept the Lord. He it wasn't a hard thing. He wasn't hesitant. He accepted the Lord like, boom, I snapped my fingers like that. That's about how quick he accepted what pastor, my pastor, by the way, is Pastor Larry Four of First Antioch Church, located at 188 Pennington Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey, right next to the Getty gas station. If anyone ever wants to visit, feel free. We're a Pentecostal people. We speak in tongues. We praise loudly. We shout even louder. You know, there's praise dancing going on. The word is solid. The praise and worship is solid. It's a good place for growth. If you're a Christian, it's a good place. It's a good place. And I'm grateful that the Lord has me planted here. Nevertheless, he came over, prayed for my father, and my father rededicated his life to God. So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for what the Lord is doing in my father's life. Even he's been more active lately. He's been out of bed more, which sometimes is scary because he's also fallen a lot more lately. But the fact of the matter is that he is doing things that he wasn't able to do before, that he was too afraid to do before. My father told me the other day that he's scared, and I told him there's nothing to fear. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. It's a miracle seeing somebody, because I know my dad, he's been a hard-hearted person in certain instances, very stubborn. That's where I get it from. But it's awesome seeing him submit himself to the Lordship of Christ. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for my pastor coming over and letting God use him in that manner. And I'm just grateful for the miracle of salvation that has come, that has visited this house. And I pray the same for your families, that if you have a loved one who is who is not saved, I pray the same, that salvation would visit him. And I would say to you, to encourage you, don't stop praying, because the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man and woman availeth much. Don't stop praying. Don't stop believing for that family member's salvation, because there is a time of manifestation that's coming for salvation. God's in, it's like this is a season of salvation that is in hyperdrive, because God's trying to save as many, not trying, God will save as many people as he can. He would that all would be saved, but he is in hyper mode when it comes to salvation right now. And I know that because I've seen it. And there's reports in the body of Christ that the body of Christ is growing, and that's what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to stay stagnant. We're supposed to grow, right? We're supposed to daily have people added into the number of the saints, right? So we thank God for the adding of the number of the saints, because no man can come to the Father except he be drawn to God. And Bible says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So I'm grateful for the lifting up of Christ, because men are being drawn. So that's one thing that happened the past week. Another thing that happened is Frank and Christina Sasso, who are hosts of the We Identify podcast, but they're the hosts of the Who's Your Daddy Godcast, and the president presidents of the of historywithgod.org, they started up their Bible study, their midweek Bible study, once a month again. And I'm grateful for that because I grew a lot in that when they started it a few months ago. A few months went by, didn't have it, but it's now reinstituted again. And man, oh man, well, I tell you, you guys really want to tune into that because it's teaching straight from the Bible. It's teaching the unfettered Word of God, and I promise you, it'll be different than you've ever heard, because many people don't understand what it means to be the righteousness of God. These people understand what it means to be the righteousness of God. They walk in it, they accept it, they live it, and because of that, the Bible studies that they have are so powerful. And I'm grateful to God for them. And not only that, but it's a church that they're starting. So stay tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast for more information concerning that. I'm sure that Frank and Christina will share that with you. Nevertheless, let us get into the topic at hand today. We're talking about Lot. And we're talking about Abraham. Lot was, as I've been reading the story of Lot and Abraham, I knew it before, but God's just been taking me deeper in it. Lot was a man who was toxic to Abraham. I'm going to read some scriptures. Excuse me, a little bit of coughage. coughage. I'm going to read some scriptures that speak about Lot, that speak about Abraham and how Lot wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. So I'm going to start from Genesis chapter 12. God, and now the Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you, excuse me, a great nation. Excuse me. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So, oh, that was a hair that I was coughing on. There we go. Got it out. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. I'm going to fast forward because that was chapter 12 of Genesis. Now I'm going to fast forward a little bit to verse 7, and then I'm going to read verse 14 of chapter 13. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. The Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. And then fast forwarding 7 scriptures ahead. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. And when I was reading these scriptures the other day, I closed now. When I was reading those scriptures the other day, the Lord spoke specifically to me and said, you've got to let Lot go. And I was like, whoa. You know, holy smokes, because there are some lots in my life. We all have certain lots in our lives, I'm sure. But God said, you've got to let Lot go. And I said to the Lord, well, fingerprint and put your finger on the things that are lots in my lives and I will let them go. And the problem is that Lot was Abraham's nephew, the son of his brother. And the problem comes in where Abraham took Lot with him in the first place. That's a problem because the Lord told Lot to get out of your family, leave your family, because the Lord knew that Lot was going to be a thorn in the side of Abraham. Nevertheless, Abraham took Lot with him, and what wound up happening is the wheat started to grow with the tares, and Lot being the tares, Abraham being the wheat. And as Lot increased, as Abraham increased, Lot was also increasing to the point where the land couldn't hold them both, and there was a strife between the two. But that strife would not have been there if Abraham obeyed God fully in the command when God told him to leave your family, to let your family go. And it's interesting because if you read verse 14, God appeared to Abraham and gave him a promise after he separated himself from Lot. What does that mean? It means that there's certain levels in God, and I'm about to preach this thing. It means there's certain levels in God, certain heights in God, certain depths in God, certain widths in God, certain places in God that we will not get to unless we let Lot go, unless we drop Lot off in the parking lot, unless we say, Lot, you've got no place in my life. Reason being is because Lot had no place in the promises that God had promised Abraham. Lot was a hindrance to Abraham. Abraham was always going to get Lot out of trouble. When Lot was in the midst of Sodom and was in the midst of those sinful men, it was God who saved Lot. Why? For Abraham's sake. But Lot was a problem from Abraham from the moment that Abraham agreed to let Lot come with him. And we see that the promise of God was not spoken to Abraham until Lot was separated. There's a ceiling that certain ones of us are at. I'm about to bring this thing home now. There's a ceiling that certain Christians are at right now. There's a ceiling where some of us are at right now. And why are we not seemingly breaking that ceiling? Because there's lots in our lives that have no place of going into our future. There's lots in our lives that are from our past that God told us to leave behind, but we took them with us. We took Lot with us, and because we took Lot with us, Lot increased in our lives. And there's certain places in God we're not going to be able to get to, not because we strive to get there, not because we have to work to get there, because it's not of works lest any man should boast, but it's because we've got lots that need to be dropped off. And God is saying today, let your lot go, because I've got something that's exceedingly and abundantly more. I've got something that's above all you could ask for or think. I've got a promise that you've been waiting on from the day that you called my name. I've got a promise that you've been waiting on since the day that you prayed it. I've got something waiting for you. I've got something in the wings for you. I've got a blah, my God. I'm just waiting to open up the window and pour. This is God speaking. I'm just waiting to open up the window and pour this thing out, but I'm not going to pour it out until you let Lot go, until Lot is separated from you, because that very thing that is that lot has no place in the promise that I have for you. It has no place in the place that I have set forth for you to walk into. I've given you the land, but the land will not be able to hold you and Lot together. So now behold, this day I place before you life and death, he says. And now death meaning if you want to continue with Lot, there's going to be no more room for growth. If you continue with Lot, if Lot continues with you, then you'll forever be at this ceiling. But if you want to go higher, if you want to go a little deeper, if you want to go a little wider in God, it's time to let Lot go and to accept what it is that God has for you. And that's my prayer. I'm in the midst of it. I'm letting lots go like it's no tomorrow. I'm dropping them off in the parking lot and not letting them back in the car. And it's my prayer that you all would do the same, that you would fingerprint. Ask God, if you don't have the strength to do it or the courage to do it, ask God, God, give me the courage to let Lot go, because it took courage. It took courage, because it's understandable, because the lot that is in your life, you may have been with this lot from the time you were a child, and it's hard to let this lot go, but God's got something that's better. He's got something that's way more abundant. He's got something that's way, that would blow your mind if you would just let Lot go. This has been an episode of the We Identify podcast, another episode. I believe this is episode 9 that we're on. I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember, you're more than overcomers. You're more than conquerors. You're the righteousness of God. And because you're the righteousness of God, you've got the power in you to drop Lot off, because it is time, brothers and sisters, it's high time that we start walking in the promises that God gave us. God's like, the promises are here. You're right at the cusp. This is, I'm speaking this thing prophetically now. The promises are here. You're right at the cusp, but you've got to let Lot go, because he can't come into the promised land with you. He can't. I won't allow it, thus saith the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. And in Jesus' name, I thank you for that word. It was a fiery one today. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. As I've said a few seconds ago, I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember, you're more than overcomers. You're more than conquerors. You are the very righteousness of God by your faith in Christ Jesus. Stand in it, believe it, live it. Let Lot go. Have a good week.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.